Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Phil Lins. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting 7th. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Whitey Ford. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Whitey Ford. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball four. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Grant reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. One out. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0 for 2 in the game. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lins. The throw from Romano to Hauser and they have Lins trapped. The throw over to Kindle, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held who is chasing the ball. Richardson reaches third base with a triple. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Al Smith pinch hits for Bob Chance. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Smith now playing right field. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mantle moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kindle moves to third. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. Kindle scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Yankees, 2. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ford strikes out. One out. Phil Linz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Linz is 0-for-3 in the game. Linz hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Richardson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner who is chasing the ball. Richardson reaches third base with a triple. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez pinch runs for Mickey Mantle. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Grant scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez now playing first base. Joe Pepitone now playing center field. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo pinch runs for John Romano. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Pete Mickelson now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Davalillo moves to third. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a line drive into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to second. One out. Tony Kubek pinch hits for Pete Mickelson. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is walked intentionally. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 4 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Kubek moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two triples. Richardson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. Kubek moves to third. Lynch moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.